Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Bertolt Brecht. Now the dates of Bertolt Brecht are from 1898 to 1956. Now Bertolt Brecht was a German theater practitioner as well as a playwright. Now in the field of literature, he's generally famous for writing some plays such as The Good Parson of Sichuan. After that, Three Penny Opera, which came out in 1928. Good Parson of Sichuan came out in 1943. After that, Mother Courage and Her Children. This came out in 1941. After that, another work called Arturo U. This is the spelling. The Resistible Rise of Arturo U, which came out in 1958. Now keep in mind that Bertolt Brecht was born in Germany, and he saw the two world wars, and his life was also affected directly by these two world wars. Now during the First World War, he was in military service, and after the First World War, he abandoned his medical studies to pursue writing and theater. And in the 1930s, the plays that he wrote were banned in Germany. Keep in mind that in the 1930s, there was a rise of Nazism in Germany. If you remember history. Now, another thing you should keep in mind about Bertolt Brecht is that he's famous for the alienation effect. He advocated the alienation effect in acting. So, what is alienation effect? It's just an approach intended to keep the audience emotionally uninvolved or emotionally detached even while they watch a theater and see the different characters, the plight of the different characters. So, the intention is to make the audience aware that this is only a play and prevent them from identifying themselves with the characters. So, keeping them emotionally detached. Now, let me read out what a critic says about the alienation effect which Bertolt Brecht advocates in his writings. And a very famous work which he wrote, a theoretical work, it was called A Little Organum for the Theatre. A Little Organum for the Theatre, which came out in 1949. With respect to this work, this critic says, quote, "The essence of his theory of drama, as revealed in his work, is the idea that a truly Marxist drama must avoid the Aristotelian premise that the audience should be made to believe that they are witnessing is happening here and now." So, in other words, Brechtian theatre is anti-Aristotelian theatre. It is diametrically opposite to the Aristotelian theatre. Now, furthermore, this critic says, "For he saw in the audience, really felt that the emotions of heroes of the past, such as Oedipus, such as Lear, such as Hamlet, could equally have been their own reactions. Then the Marxist idea that human nature is not constant, but a result of changing historical conditions, would automatically be invalidated." Now, is sentence ka kya matlab hai? First of all, keep in mind that Bertolt Brecht belongs to the Marxist tradition. The works of theatre that he wrote belong to the Marxist tradition, and this idea of the alienation effect is also something in alignment with the Marxist ideals of how literature should be written and what is the purpose of literature. So here the critic is saying that in case the audience identifies with the characters on the stage, the Marxist idea that human nature is not constant but a result of changing historical conditions would automatically be invalidated. So Marxism says that everything is a result of the material conditions of different times. To illustrate that, you must prevent the audience from identifying with the characters on the stage. Now, furthermore, this critic says, Brecht therefore argued that the theatre should not seek to make its audience believe in the presence of the characters on the stage, should not make it identify with them, but should rather follow the method of the epic poet's art, which is to make the audience realize that what it sees on the stage is merely an account of past events that it should watch with critical detachment. Hence, the epic, narrative or non-dramatic theatre, epic theatre is based on detachment, on the Verfrungdungs effect, which is roughly translated as alienation effect. Now, after that, how is alienation effect achieved? It is achieved through a number of devices that remind the spectator that he or she is being presented with a demonstration of human behavior in scientific spirit rather than with an illusion of reality. In short, that the theater is only a theater and not the world itself. Unquote. So this is what this critic says about the alienation effect, epic theater, and how it is achieved. So you should keep in mind few things. First, the important work by Bertolt Brecht called A Little Organum for the Theater. ठीक है. दिस केम आउट इन 1949 एज आई टोल्ड यू. आफ्टर दैट व्हाट इज एपिक थिएटर? समथिंग विच इज टोटली डायमेट्रिकली ऑपोजिट टू द एरिस्टोटेलियन थिएटर. थिएटर हियर इज बेस्ड ऑन डिटैचमेंट और एलियनेशन इफेक्ट. So somehow reminding the audience that they are just watching a play, a work of fiction, and every effort is made by the use of various devices, by the actors and by the director on the stage or of the theater to keep on conveying and reminding the audience not to identify with the characters on stage. ठीक है. Now after that another fact you should keep in mind is that the play The Three Penny Opera, ठीक है, जिसके बारे में मैंने आपको बताया. The Three Penny Opera by Bertolt Brecht is based in part on Beggar's Opera by John Gay and in part on Edward the Second by Christopher Marlowe. ठीक है, so exam में ये पूछ सकते हैं आपसे that on whose works is the play by Bertolt Brecht, The Three Penny Opera, based on. ठीक है, so two plays or two works. One Beggar's Opera by John Gay and the other Edward the Second by Christopher Marlowe. ठीक है, so from an exam point of view, just remember about the important works written by Bertolt Brecht, such as The Three Penny Opera, after that Mother Courage and Her Children, uske baad The Good Person of Sichuan, after that few more works are there, one is called Life of Galileo, theek hai, Life of Galileo, after that The Caucasian Chalk Circle, theek hai, The Caucasian Chalk Circle, Caucasian ki spelling kya hai, Caucasian, The Caucasian Chalk Circle. After that, there is one more called Mr. Pantila and His Man Matty. Mr. Pantila, Puntila, and His Man Matty, Matti. ठीक है. After that, also remember the idea of alienation effect and the idea of epic theatre, ठीक है, which is opposite to the Aristotelian theatre.